thank you actually for giving us this scope to talk in this spotlight session. So I'm from BRAC, and I also actually will be sharing the BRAC experiences. As Marcelin has said, that this whole of society approach, that's actually is very large. So today actually I'll be focusing only on few things. So before actually I start discussion on the specific topics, I just want to actually take few seconds to describe the context. What is the context? Bangladesh now hosts nearly a million displaced Rohingya population from Myanmar who resides in 34 heavily congested camps in two sub-districts of Cox's Bazar in southeastern Bangladesh, bordering with Myanmar in Cox's Bazar. Rohingyas now outnumber the local population three times over. Currently, BRAC is the largest civil society responder to the Rohingya crisis, which operating in all 34 camps and reaching around 700,000 plus Rohingya population. BRAC has a comprehensive multi-sectoral approach in the areas of health, nutrition, water and sanitation hygiene, protection, education, food security and livelihood, shelter, site management, communication with communities in the camps, and most of the sectors have programs in the host communities. BRAC has introduced a comprehensive and some sustainable approach to address the needs of the Rohingya and host population. So this is actually the first time that BRAC actually has engaged in such a large large refugee context and situation. BRAC was never actually engaged. And we are actually thankful to UNHCR, different UN organizations, international communities for supporting BRAC to support the Rohingya communities. What BRAC is doing on whole of society approach in responding to Rohingya crisis in Bangladesh? I will actually focus on two things. Number one, BRAC is ensuring that the voices of refugees, host communities, local organizations are considered in project design and overall response planning. And we are actually working actually together. Because we BRAC acknowledges the importance and value of involving Rohingya and host communities throughout the entire response cycle. Their involvement ensures an intervention response that addresses the actual needs of the communities in an accountable manner, promoting simultaneous community ownership. How actually we do this? Of course, actually, like many other organizations, those who are working in the camps or in the host communities, I think that there will be a lot of similarities. First thing, actually, we focus more on actually gathering information through conducting focus group discussion with the Rohingya communities. Okay, that's actually a regular activities in the camps as well actually in the host communities. We have actually trained staff. They actually gather this information and then accord. So that's actually one approach. Other thing actually is that feedback from the participants, especially the Rohingya participants, women, girls, those who are not actually the disabled. So we have also actually 1,000 volunteers. They collect this type of information. And also we are conducting some research. Not only BRAC is conducting research, also a lot of other organizations, universities, they are also conducting research. But what actually we do, we actually say in every 2 months, we invite all those institutions, those who are actually doing research, to sit together and to share the research findings and who is doing what. Mm-hmm. So those type of collaboration actually we are doing. Okay. And based on all the feedbacks from the participants, the outcome of the focus group discussion, we actually do advocacy work. So that's actually another important thing to do lobby within different, especially with the government. So that's one. And the other one actually strengthening of multi-sector stakeholders and partnership approach. So BRAC actually one of the advantages, especially in Bangladesh, because it's actually a large organization. Bangladesh BRAC has actually 50,000 staff and around 50,000 volunteers and working in all the sectors that actually we are actually working in the camp. So that's actually an advantage. Other advantage actually is our network, the BRAC University. Then also we have the enterprises, also the BRAC Institute of Governance and Development, the ultra poor graduation model, and also we have the BICASH, which is actually mobile financial service in Bangladesh. So all these organizations within the BRAC, they are actually engaged in the Myanmar refugee response activities. Also actually, we are working through our global partnership with different organizations, UN organization, we are actually supporting them. Most important thing actually is the collaboration with the Bangladesh government. So we actually maintain very good collaboration with the Bangladesh government, and I will say the support to BRAC, that's actually excellent from the Bangladesh government. And other others are actually working with the local government communities, and other important thing actually engaging different ministries and department of Bangladesh government. That's actually we are doing, I will say that, in a very effective way. So actually, since time is a constraint, time is an issue, so I will not go actually further. So I finish at this point. Maybe if you have some question later on, we can talk. Thank you all.